The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to talk about this New York school that apologized, but I want to jump to Joe Biden, the American experience with this balloon from China real quick. I'm not going to spend too long. I know this is an old story. I want to make a couple points here because I think that in these situations, people want to be political. Everything has to be political. Everything has to be because there's a Democrat in political office, then we have to just act like everything is outside of consciousness when it comes to military protocol. Let me just say this. It is absolutely mortifying, absolutely unequivocally mortifying that we had a balloon from China with surveillance capacity to fly into Americans' airspace all through our country before we eventually shot it down. Now, I want people to be very clear about this. It doesn't matter if Joe Biden is the president or not. Our military is our military. Our military's capability does not change depending on who's the commander in chief. The capability doesn't. The support of the military, maybe the funding of the military may change slightly, but our capabilities do not change. I want everybody under the sound of my voice to understand this very clearly. We knew that this balloon was flying or floating, or whatever it was, all the way from the time it hit Canada to it got to the United States of America. We already knew. We have technology that can detect what's in airspace anywhere in the world, especially ours, even encroaching on our airspace. The problem is, if you look at the map, it appears strategically that the balloon went up through Canada and then down through the United States. It came from the water through Canada down to the United States. Let me tell you guys, they are testing us. Because if they brought the balloon right through the ocean, right on to California, right up to Oregon, whatever the case may be, we would have shot it down a long time ago. They took it up through Canada because by the time Canada does nothing, we cannot act on Canadian soil. At least I'm not under the impression that we can do that. We cannot act on Canadian soil. So they bring the balloon up through Canada and it starts to come down south through to the United States of America. We literally will have to wait until this balloon break the threshold of our airspace. And I'm not sure if we have overlapping shared airspace with Canada or not. But we have to wait till it comes into our airspace to take action. And if it comes into our airspace and we have not been monitoring it, we have no idea what this balloon is actually capable of, and we just shoot it down over a major city, we could potentially have a significant amount of casualties. So China just exposed our lack of capability to address something like this. And I think that the government was never going to tell us this happened. They were never going to let us know this happened. They were hoping that it happened and nobody got spooked. Nobody knew about it. they would address it, shoot it down, and we would never know that the Chinese are pretty high up on the priority list of threats, especially with the balloon coming right over here to the United States on American soil. And once it got here, they can't just shoot it down over major metropolitan areas. And in the meantime, they're getting intel, potentially getting intel and surveillance in our country, unobstructed. This, to me, is a problem that our military or our commander-in-chief, as dumb as he is, that they are not on a lookout for Chinese interference in our government. They are a big threat to us based on all the things that I've seen. And I'm not in the military, so I'm not giving you a classified, documented threat. But I'm just telling you based on what I see, it looked like they're a threat to us. And people are confused about shot it down. They should have shot it down. I want you to just consider the path of travel going through Canada. When are we going to shoot it down in Canada? We don't have that capability. It's approaching the United States of America. We're going to have to address it whenever we can legally address things that come across our border. And we can't just shoot it down over high populated areas. It could be carrying explosives. It could be carrying gas, chemical, viruses. And they just let it float over here and it explodes on our home turf. And we're done for in a very large way. From 60,000 feet, 80,000 feet, that can disperse over an entire state. Particles can get into the clouds and the weather can bring that right across the country and everybody can be sick and die. It is scary to me that we let this happen. And I need a better explanation from our government. Not trying to say they had balloons under Trump. I don't care who they had balloons under. We need to make sure that we're now that it's been exposed, that we are addressing American people and letting them know what's going on and what to expect. All right, I'm done with that dead horse. Now I want to talk about the school in New York, who decided on February 1st to go outside of their normal cooking schedule to whip up some fried chicken and watermelon. Now, I don't know why black people are so sensitive. What is your problem with fried chicken and watermelon? It's crazy because I grew up eating nothing but fried chicken. I would die for that nasty lunch meal to actually be fried chicken. And not that rubber pizza that they serve us with them nasty mashed potatoes and that corn that's been sitting there for about a month. Please, oh please, I wish they would serve fried chicken instead of that trash that they served when I was in school eating lunches. But you can't please some black people in America. Because if you don't do nothing for Black History Month, February 1st, the shortest month of the year, go figure. You don't do anything. You serve Chinese food. You serve Mexican food. Then people are going to come out and be like, y'all didn't even do nothing for us. It's Black History Month and y'all had to disrespect us by putting Chinese food in there. Okay. Then they try to make your favorite food. Roscoe Chicken and Waffles, Lolo's Chicken and Waffles right here in Phoenix, Arizona, is the biggest soul food place in Arizona. And Roscoe Chicken and Waffles is very prominent in California. I would argue that Roscoe's is probably one of the biggest soul food, southern cooked meal places in California. And these major places where black people love, They're serving fried chicken and waffles. And somebody trying to be nice and maybe trying to, you know, cater to black people since you got your own month. And they throw out some fried chicken and people mad. You can't please some of these people. And everything is a trigger. Slavery been gone. It been over. If we didn't have slavery in our history books, nobody would even believe that happened in America. Nobody. We are so far past slavery, it ain't even funny. I had a guy call me. I had a guy send me a message. He go, see, this is another example of racism. And he sent me an article where a person like refused service of a black woman and she got paid $1 million. See, this is an example of racism. I said, whoa. This is an example of how racism is dead. Because you get paid $1 million because somebody was racially insensitive towards you or racially biased against you. That tells you that society has dismissed racism altogether. And if you are caught offending somebody in a racial manner, you have to pay $1 million in a settlement. How much more does that say that America has been done with racism? I go to a gym. I just went, signed up in a new gym. Very, very nice gym. Three-story gym. A beautiful gym. And last three times I've gone to the gym, I felt like that they were being weird with me. But I'm running out of time. You listen to the Dallas Tatum Show. Hold the phone. I'll finish the story after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that leaves you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels, towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing, towels that actually dry you. Their six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now, you can receive a six-piece set for only $49.99 with promo code Brandon. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set off MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on a radio listener special, and enter code Brandon or call 800-976-8379. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Brandon. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Office Tatum Show. Did you know that you can watch me, for the people that are driving in the car listening to me only on audio, you can watch and listen to the show at the same time at salemnewschannel.com, salemnewschannel.com. If you're not a web browser type person, you want to do it with your app on the phone, Salem News Channel has an app. Download it on your Android or your iPhone. And also, if you got a Roku, put in Salem News Channel. You can listen to your boy and watch him at the same time, which I think will be quite a pleasurable experience for you, I can promise. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to get back to the fried chicken story, and then I may talk about the Grammys. The fried chicken story. It's sad that a mother would push her daughter, because there was a video of it. The mother, you know, congratulating her daughter for being a social justice warrior. I just want people to understand. Why do you think people are going to hire you? Why would somebody hire you? If they got a resume, and see, the false racism and social justice warriorship creates more disproportionate outcomes. If you cry racism why would you hire a black person on your job? Why? Because they could tear it all down. Because somebody said something wrong to them. And the whole bit is suing you. See, that's why, and I'm saying it's all black people, but that can be the perception that people get because of what a lot of black people are doing. You don't want to be viewed that way. Just like these woke people. You go fill out an application and you woke. You look like a liability to a company. And they're not going to not pick you because of your race and gender. They're just going to pick a better candidate. That's how that's going to happen. And you can't get in trouble as a company for picking the better candidate. You know, I tell you what, you will have a hard time working for me being a social justice warrior. You are a liability to everybody, to the company, to the people that are working here. If all you want to do is be an activist, somebody get killed halfway across the country, you want to leave work to go protest. A president get elected that you don't like, you need a day off. You, you're not built for this thing called life. But we're churning out young, dumb people. Not everybody, because all of your kids are perfect. I'm talking about somebody else listening to another radio show. Churning out dummies. Young people today cannot problem solve. Me and the wife was driving through, what was that? Dairy Queen. Don't judge me. I was having a good day on Sunday. And I said, let me get some ice cream. We went through Dairy Queen drive-thru. Now, my favorite is a Blizzard. Oreo cookie Blizzard. I've been getting the Oreo cookie Blizzard since I was a little kid. So I'm addicted to the Oreo cookie Blizzard. I say, ma'am, can you give me an Oreo cookie Blizzard medium? And we got a baby, like a young child in the car. We want to get him a little ice cream, but we want to get him in a kid's size. And we asked her initially for a milkshake in a kid's size drink. She go, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have kid-size milkshakes. And I'm like, do you have a Blizzard kid size? Yes, we have a Blizzard kid size. And I'm thinking to myself, you see what dilemma we're in. We're trying to get it. We don't want a Blizzard. We want something that he can suck out of a straw with. And we want something small enough where we're not giving him a pint of ice cream. She gives this whole thing that she can't do it. We get to the line and she's annoyed. Entry level, minimum wage job. She's annoyed. She hands me my Blizzard and the baby Blizzard, and I want to cuss her out. I was so upset, but I'm not, because I'm a Christian. I want to say, you sorry, somebody get this woman out here. You could have poured the milkshake into the baby cup, or you could have given solutions. What are you that ignorant and lazy that you can't put two and two together to say, there may not be a button for a small kid size shake, but all you got to do is put the shake in a thing and pour it in the cup, lady. Or give us the shake, give us the little baby cup, we'll pour it in the cup. But these kids cannot problem solve because their parents don't teach them to problem solve. They teach them to look like a deer in the headlights. That's why young people that work entry-level job, they will never make it. And then you want minimum wage to be raised? You are not worth $20 an hour. You're not even smart enough to problem solve. You got a simple customer like myself. We got a kid. Just pour the thing in a cup. You just missed a sale. But, you know, I can go down the list on that. But they're creating these woke, weak, dumb children, and they go out and they push them and they thrust them out into the world, and they're sad because they can't get a job. And if you're black, you say, oh, it's discrimination. If you're a woman, they say, oh, they transphobic. They're bigots. It's bigotry, or not bigotry. What is it? Feminist? No, it's not feminist. I can't think of the name of they would call a woman who. If you're against women, I forget what it's called. It's stupid anyway. Sexist. There you go. Misogynist. There you go. Sexist. You're a misogynist. All of those things because you are a liability and you're dumb and you have no home training. Your parents didn't teach you how to clean nothing. You can't fold clothes. You can't wash dishes. You don't know how to sweep and put the dirt from the broom to the dustpan. You don't know how to do nothing. And then these same kids grow up entitled. And then they grow up and they become 40-year-old women that's single. And they wonder how the world has done them wrong. Listen, honey, you can't do nothing for a man. You're dirty. A man go to your house, you got clothes all over your bed, hanging from up under your bed. You got underwear on the sink. You got toothpaste stains all on the thing. You can't do nothing. You ain't going to get no man like that. And a man hat, you can't fold no clothes. You can't do nothing. You ain't adding no value to nobody, but you mad it's called the patriarchy. You mad and it's the patriarchy and you dying alone with a dog and blue hair. on your Instagram, you say, it's not, a woman should never apologize for wanting to, for enjoying sex, never getting married, never having kids. I seen a girl I knew in college, and I knew she was going to end up like this because she was running. She was fast. And I ain't talking about on track field. And she gets to this point, surprise, surprise, she writes on a thing, it's okay that women enjoy sex. That means it's okay for you to be promiscuous. That's what you're saying. And you don't want to improve yourself. You just want to be like that and think people are supposed to accept you. All right, hold the phone. I'll be back after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Salem News Channel will offer live anchored coverage of the State of the Union tomorrow night, beginning at 8:30 p.m. Eastern from Washington, D.C. We'll bring you President Biden's, I don't even know if I want to call him president, Biden's speech, uninterrupted, and then the Republican response. Immediately following that will be an in-depth analysis from Salem News Channel professionals or personalities such as Mike Gallagher and others. Live coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central on Salem News Channel. I already told you how to get Salem News Channel. All you got to do is go to salemnewschannel.com and make sure you get downloaded, watch it, and be prepared to be entertained. All right, I wanted to talk about this young woman who's a surfer. I think we got a clip on this, but it says U.S. female surfer icon slams World Surf League for allowing trans-identified biological men to compete against women. So let me see Bethany Hamilton. I want you to hear what she had to say, because I think it was excellent. And finally, they standing up for this against this bullcrap. Roll the clip.
Today, I want to address the news that the World Surf League has officially made the rule that male-bodied individuals known as transgender athletes can officially compete in the women's division. The World Surf League says they are following the Olympic guidelines. While I address this issue, I want to be clear that I strive to have love for all of mankind, regardless of any differences. But this concerns me as a professional athlete that has been competing in the World Surf League events for the past 15 plus years, and I feel that I must speak up and stand up for those in position that may feel that they cannot say something about this. I think many of the girls currently on tour are not in support with this new rule, and they fear being ostracized if they speak up. So here I go. Questions I have that I want to consider with you. How is this rule playing out in other sports like swimming, running, MMA? Have any of the current surfers in the World Surf League been asked what their thoughts, opinions are on this new rule before it was passed or announced? Should there be a conversation with the 17 women and all of the men on tour prior to a rule change such as this? Is a hormone level an honest and accurate depiction that someone indeed is a male or female? Is it as simple as this? Who is pushing for this huge change? Does this better the sport of surfing? Is this better for the women in surfing? If so, how? How did whoever decided these hormone rules come to the conclusion that 12 months of testing testosterone make it a fair and legal switch? Why is the WSL's statement about trans women competing with women, and yet there's no mention of converted women competing with men? I personally think that the best solution would be to create a different division so that all can have a fair opportunity to showcase their passion and talent. And I think it's really hard to imagine what the future of women's surfing will be like in 15 to 20 years down the road if we move forward allowing this major change.
I think she had a lot of great questions. Thank you, young lady. I feel bad for her because I can see how nervous she is. I mean, I feel like I want to have a stroke listening to her talk about it because I know she's nervous, and this is probably like the biggest decision of her life. not competing, but coming out with common sense. Listen, I don't know what to do about this. A part of me wants all these people to go to prison for pushing this on society and doing the most. They're literally demonic, in my opinion, to push these types of things. It's very clear to me, and she made the point very clearly, that you never see women to men competing. It's always men to women. Because they'll get dogged out. Let a woman turn into a man and go play football. She's going to get dogged. She's going to be up. They're going to be throwing her up under the bench. She's going to be leaving wounded. But a man jumping a woman's sport, he beating them. Breaking records. Show me a woman going into a man's sport breaking a record. I'll wait. I'm going to turn into a skeleton waiting on somebody to give me a proper answer. It don't exist. Everybody knows that men are biologically, physically composed, stronger, faster, with more lung capacity, bone density, all of those things more than women. Hold the phone because I got to run to the break. Before I go to the break, I got to tell you about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you look for supplements that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day, and it's 100% drug-free, and that's why I feel confident taking it. It actually works. So many reviews from so many people. Should go to the website and check it out. Go to ReliefFactor.com. So many people are mentioning how wonderful Relief Factor have been to them, and I'm one of those people. I'm telling you on my show, I should have write a review. Relief Factor has been really a blessing, and I'll say this every time because I want people to understand how serious I am. I thought it was bull crap at first. I said, taking some pills is going to do something for you. I doubt it. But I said, let me take it before I say anything, because if it ain't worth a dime, I ain't saying nothing about it. Took it. It worked. I'm hooked. ReliefFactor.com or call the number 804-RELIEF. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Off Tape Show. I hate I got cut off on that last one. I was real deep in a conversation. Let me tell you about Relief, not Relief Factor, but MyPillow. If you're looking for some towels, I'm trying to get the thing set up for you, but if you're looking for a towel set, I would argue that you should look no further, because MyPillow got your towels set up ready to go. A lot of people complain all the time, and I know for a fact somebody thinking in their mind, well, I can't stand these towels I just bought. They ain't worth a dime. Just wasting my time. But if you're that person and you're looking for towels, MyPillow got a 6-piece towel set, 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths, in a variety of different colors and sizes, or not sizes, but different colors. And the 6-piece set will run you $49.99 with my promo code Brandon. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special. Remember that MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code Brandon or call 800-976-8379. All righty. I got a couple callers calling in. I'm going to try to hit you guys real quick after I finish what I was saying about the surfer girl. You know, it's just, you never see women turning to men competing against men. They would get destroyed. And you never see, and you seem to be often that men turning to women and they just jumping out into everything. They in everything. Pageants. I saw one goofy one of them doing ice skating. Homeboy ice skate got it like he got 3 left skates on. Falling and just looking nasty. You just look nasty out there. Ain't in shape. You 5 times the size of the women. Just go sit, bro. Just go sit down. You okay? We get it. You want to be a girl? Go sit down. Y'all doing too much. They gave the beauty pageant award to one of the other ones. Looking crazy. Homeboy head looked like a linebacker with a dress on. And then they just give them awards to make them feel better. Just stop and go sit down somewhere. You listen, Life ain't fair. Everybody can't be cute. You got to work with what you got. Some of y'all ugly. And it's just the way it is. Some people are beautiful. You know who they are. Some of y'all may be the ones that's beautiful. Some people are just beautiful. That means you roll the dice, you throw it. Half of the people that in the room will say that person is beautiful. Like, you know who good looking and you know who ain't. Now, I'm not talking about projection of beauty. Meaning that you're, because somebody on here is like, but I'm beautiful on the inside. I'm not talking about the inside, okay? We know you're beautiful on the inside. But, you know, some people are beautiful. Some people just got, they built like goddess. You know, some people built like gods. God made them that way. You 5'6", you ain't never going to be 6'2". All right? You got to live with it. And I don't think it makes no sense if pushing falsehoods to people. You're trans. You're trying to turn into a girl. You look like a man with a dress on. You have no business being in a beauty pageant. This ain't for you. Don't be giving them awards because they go out in the world and they think, oh, I'm so beautiful now. And then they can't get a man. Because they already know you a man. You ain't like you going to sneak one pass on a man. You look like a man. You look more like a man than he do. Just stop being fake with people. There are some things, like if somebody said, well, hey, we having a spelling bee. Brandon, do you want to join? No, I don't want to join the spell. I can't spell nothing. I acknowledge my faults. I'm not deceived into somebody, and I don't want nobody lying to me. Give me an award for a spelling bee, and no, I can't spell or read half of the time. But I'm not ashamed of it. I accept it, and I move on. So why, you know, people need to be honest with themselves. Anyway, let me get some callers in, and we'll go from there. 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. Sarah from Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome to the Office Tatum Show.
Hi, Officer Tatum. It's a pleasure to talk to you finally. I listen to you all the time, every day.
Awesome. I love that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I was just calling in because one of the things that has blown my mind lately is the release of Mr. Majid Khan, I believe you pronounce his name. He's an Al-Qaeda terrorist. And during all the commotion with this China balloon, good old Beijing Biden, or Jihad Joe, as I like to call him, just starts releasing prisoners out of Guantanamo Bay. I haven't seen nothing on any news station, nowhere. Not Bongino, not Newsmax. No, nobody talks about it. But apparently Jihad Joe is just, I don't know if he's on a mission to release as many people as he can that hates America, or, you know, it takes us back to when he starts trading horrible basketball players for, you know, one of the worst terrorists on our planet. And, you know, the balloon, you know, it's obviously a problem. God knows what they could sprinkle all over our country and everything else. But there's just so much stuff happening anymore. Nobody's even talking about it. Even the conservative news network. It's like they're silent. I was watching Fox one time. Somebody brought up George Soros and the lady just shut him down. Oh, we don't need to talk about him. You know, and so I don't mean to bounce around from subject to subject, but it's like every day you turn on the news, and if you ever want to really find out what's going on, you need to look in the complete opposite direction of whatever it is they're talking about. Right. I have a 2-year-old.
Yeah, me too. I know how it is. But Sarah, thank you so much for the call, and I agree. We got to look it up because I didn't have that in my deck, and I didn't hear about it. But I think that's very interesting that he would do, you know, Beijing Biden. That's funny. Beijing Biden would his government, his leadership would release somebody from Guantanamo Bay that probably should have been locked away forever. I got to read that article to get more information on it, but I think that's the very good observation. Now, I got another caller calling in, but I got to hold off because I'm going to end up having to cut you off. I'm headed into the break. But, you know, it's funny doing this every day. I kind of get desensitized to it. But I wish that the world kind of knew the nuances of what's going on. Most people only look at CNN and that's it. Oh, that's what happened. It's like, man, you got to do a deeper dive. I mean, these people are crooked as a mother. They are crooked. They all in this doing nefarious things. Let me tell you guys about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I talk about Relief Factor every single day on this radio show. One is because they are a loving, supportive sponsor of the show, which I appreciate them. You know, you have to give love and credit where credit's due, because some people are afraid to support a show that tell the truth like mine. So shout out to Relief Factor for that. But also, they got great products, man. I take the stuff that I talk about. You ain't gonna never hear me talk about something I don't take or I don't believe in. So Relief Factor has been such a tremendous blessing to me. My mother-in-law takes Relief Factor. I got to get my dad on Relief Factor. I know he listened to my first hour of the radio. So I got to get more people on Relief Factor. But give it a try. If you've been on the fence, go to ReliefFactor.com. Get started with the three-week quick starter for $19.95. ReliefFactor.com or call the number 804-RELIEF. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. Got a couple people calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. All right, let me go with Jeff from Sacramento, California. Welcome to the Office Tatum Show.
Hey, good morning, or good afternoon. Hey, listen, this administration has been, they've been compromised. They compromised their country. They've jeopardized the American citizens. However, I did want to give Joe Biden the benefit of the doubt after talking with some buddies over the weekend, and you had mentioned it. What if these things were filled with some sort of chemical warfare or some sort of electrical something that would knock out the electrical grid? But the problem is that our politicians have been sleeping with the enemy for so long that they thought they were getting an afternoon delight the whole time the enemy has been placing cobras in the bed. It's amazing what's going on here.
No, I agree, Jeff. So, Jeff, thank you so much for the. Oh no, go ahead. What you got?
Oh, I just wanted to say, on the fried chicken, you know, give me some fried chicken with the great big Cadillac and diamonds in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with the gangster lean. You know, just be thankful for what you got.
Jeff, thank you so much for the call, man. I love that. Thank you so much for the call. Yeah, give me some chicken. Like it's funny to me. Everybody loves chicken. Everybody loves fried chicken, especially if you're from the South. Everybody loves fried chicken. It ain't just black people. It's crazy to me. Everybody love, man, when I was growing up, we used to fry chicken, fry catfish, watermelon. I love watermelon. And nobody cares that it had anything to do with slavery. And let me just read this little excerpt because I had highlighted it. I think I may run out of time, but I want to highlight this part about the – Nick, can you hand me that article back? I want to highlight this part about how they even associate the chicken and stuff. It says a stereotype of black Americans enjoying fried chicken and watermelon stem from history of slavery, but people disagree on whether or not it's offensive. With the Confederacy defeating and slavery ending, early black entrepreneurs – were bolstered by women selling their fried chicken and other home-cooked foods to hungry white railroad passengers at the train stop. Likewise, watermelon was the cash crop and a token for financial independence for the formerly enslaved. It's the same thing with Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom was the hero. It was a sign of endearment, independence, and also a staple in the black community, fried chicken and watermelon. And now y'all want to cry about it. God, dog it. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243. Is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. You got these fools out here trying to blame Donald Trump for the balloon. Can you believe that? Like, you can't make this up. And I don't even think they're trying to make this up. They know that people are low information voters. And not y'all, because y'all are perfect. I'm talking about somebody else. Somebody listen to D.O. Hughley right now. They know that people are low information voters and that they're not going to do any research. And so they know they can get out and tell a flat lie, and people are going to believe it because they are not doing their due diligence to do any research. I think we got a clip of The View. Do we have that clip? We got a clip of the brain dead trifecta, a quadfecta on The View doing what they do. Listen to this clip of them attempting to blame Donald Trump.
Joe Biden, he knows Republican. When he's not the biggest expert, when he's not the one that knows the most about a particular subject matter. Well, so Marco Rubio says if we send a balloon to China, Beijing, I guarantee you, would shoot it down. So I have a suggestion of a balloon we should send to China.
She's showing a balloon to Trump in a very unflattering way.
I think this was about China sending a message, right? And that is a serious issue because I think they are have established themselves as now a major world power, and they want to show their strength.
Do you think they wanted to show Biden's weakness as well?
They want to look. They love this. They love that Republicans turned this into this big drama that, you know, that there's senators
it's,
and people shooting,
but it's
pointing
bigger than
guns.
Versus
but
Democrats.
this is about, you know, exercises in the South China Seas. This is satellites all over the place. They wanted this thing to be spotted. Mm-hmm. If you're going to spy, you're not going to send a giant balloon all across the United States for a week, right? I mean, Chinese know how to spy. They can do it better. They wanted to create a crisis, a national crisis, an international crisis. They wanted it to be elevated and be visible and be talked about, and they got it.
And I agree with
that. It was right of Secretary Blinken to cancel his trip. I think that was the right diplomatic call.
Well, you know, listen, we spy on them, they spy on us. We find out stuff, they find out stuff. You know, and the world keeps going around.
Oh, a bunch of people that don't have no sense. If they take a second to realize, it's not because they wanted to create a crisis. It's not because they wanted to do surveillance. It's because they are testing us for something bigger. Now, if some of these women on the show will get their head out of their rear end, they'll be able to see that it's very easily they could put chemical capabilities in these balloons. They could float that balloon over and have it explode, detonate, have missiles come out of it. They can do all kinds of stuff with this balloon. So it's more strategic than just saying if they didn't want to spy, they wouldn't worry about no spying. They don't need to just worry about spies. They are testing us for something way bigger and more grand. And I really believe they're going to do it. But it's funny that they posted a negative picture of Donald Trump and saying that balloon needs to go to China. And if somebody had a balloon like that of Kamala Harris, they'd be crying. It's just the double standard. It's so tasteless. And even the woman in the video, the cute one, because you know they couldn't get a Republican on there and nobody would watch him on The View unless she was cute. These people are soft and feckless. Even the Republican girl. Yeah, I agree. Spineless. They'll never get a real Republican on there. Never, never. They have them on come as a guest. They ain't going to never have them on the show because Whoopi and them be getting spanked all day long. Anybody with a ground level of common sense will be whooping Whoopi Goldberg and them into a coma. But it's interesting how foolish these people are and how they still want to blame Republicans. Yeah, Republicans pointing a gun in the air and this is what China wanted. It's come on. They knew Sleepy Joe wasn't going to do nothing. And they wanted to see how far it was going to go, going through Canada down through the United States. They want to see how far we'll let it go. And we let it go pretty far. And the next move is probably going to be a lot more detrimental. Let me bring in another caller, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. And it's a little change of subject, but CT from Memphis, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm blessed. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I appreciate it. Hey, I just wanted to say I appreciate you. I don't get caught up in news and politics. I don't have any social media, but I watch you on YouTube sometimes, and I just want to say thanks for, you know, reminding people as you covered the situation in Memphis, Tennessee, that, you know, that the most officers, you know, we just want to do the right thing. And that there's good people that wear a badge, and you're like one of the only people who, you know, doesn't think police are evil. And I just wanted to thank you as, you know, as an officer that works in the city where this happened. And, you know, I'm getting ready to transition out. We're moving to Texas in about 3 weeks. But, you know, this department is great. It's been great for me. I'm a little bit dissatisfied with some leadership responses, but that's neither here nor there. You know, the department as a whole is really good. And you know, I worked in the specialized unit before it was the Scorpion unit. And, you know, I personally asked, you know, to go back to patrol. But I just wanted to say thanks, man, for just, you know, letting people know that even though bad stuff happens, man, most folks just want to do the right thing. So
I appreciate CT. Thank you for your service, man, and God bless you, and thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
And you know, CT is right about the fact that I'm one of the only ones. One reason, because I was actually a cop, you know, so I kind of know what it feel like. I know what the situations are like, and you know, so I kind of have an advantage over some of these other people. But some people are just afraid to tell the truth because they're afraid of backlash. Like, I mean, you got to be stupid to think most cops aren't good. Because people be dead 24 hours a day. People be laying dead in the street if cops were that bad. It's like, nah, it's a few of them that, you know, for whatever reason. Some cops, you know, they get burnt out. Some cops get sick of dealing with your nutty cousin every weekend. And the justice system not doing nothing about it, and they blow up, and they lose their temper, and they get mad, and they go off, you know, they get crazy. And so I'm not saying it's right. There's still consequences for actions of that nature, but there's somewhat explanation to why some of these things are happening. Because I would argue that it's very difficult for you to be a dirtbag and go through the whole police process. Like, I mean, you got to be a dedicated dirtbag. Police Academy ain't fun. I mean, it's some fun parts in it, but man, it's grueling. It is grueling. It's taxing. And then when you go to field training, that's the most stressful thing that ever happened in my life is being a part of the field training program. And for people that don't know much about police or you're not familiar with it, field training is when you leave the academy. They got, you know, post-basic, which is after the basic academy, your department may have specific policies and training and tactics that you guys use that's not generically taught to all the agencies that attend the regional police academy. And then you go to field training, which means that when you hit the street, you don't go from the academy to being a cop by yourself. You're sworn in, you get the badge, you get the gun, you get the authority to be a police officer, but they got to take you through training because it's not as simple as dealing with role players and fake scenarios where you don't actually die at the end of it. It's very different than doing that than being in the real world, having to really talk to people, having to really convince somebody, right? Hey, sir, put the knife down. In academy setting, you know, it's in real life, it's a different story. It's like, I may have to kill this guy if he don't put the knife down. Like, I'm going to have to kill him. I'm not going to shoot him. Boom, boom. Okay, scenario over. That's my homie James that's playing the role of a crazy man. No, it's like somebody's kid. You may actually see your kid in this kid that you may have to kill. But the field training part is grueling. You don't know what you're doing as a police officer when you go into field training. You have a minimum perspective of what it was really like being a cop. And then it becomes stressful and all of the above happens. And by the end of your phases, when they phase you out, I mean, it's definitely a taxing, draining scenario. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This
is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at The Officer Tatum. YouTube channel, The Officer Tatum on YouTube. I got so many people following me on YouTube. 2.2 million people follow me on the YouTube channel. So go check it out. I want to tell you about this My Pillow towel set. If you're looking for towels for your house, if you're looking for towels that work, they do what they're supposed to do, they dry you off, they look good, different colors, different styles. If you're looking for something unique and something that works, go to MyPillow.com right now and make sure you put my discount code in, Brandon, and you'll get the six-piece towel set for $49.99, and you will get it. Comes with the 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. I tell you all the time, a company, as a business owner, if a company give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, that means they're pretty confident that you ain't going to send that back. But to receive this special offer, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code Brandon, or call 800-976-8379. Got a bunch of people calling in, 844-900-7243. Let me see if there's some around the subject matter. Okay, somebody said, okay, let me see. Charles from Dallas, Texas. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, not much. You know? Yeah, welcome to the show.
Hey, tell me you did not make a statement that says racism is dead, doesn't exist anymore. Did you just say that? Not long ago.
Did you just hear me say that? Because I didn't say that.
Yeah, so I heard. So I did. Yes, you did.
You said it doesn't exist anymore. I said it's dead in America.
Okay.
Dead in America.
How's it dead?
Let me explain it to you. Is there people out here? Are there people out here that are racist? The question is yes.
Why you say dead?
Because it doesn't have a tremendous effect on anything. Does it have an effect on your life?
Are you crazy, dude? Are you serious?
Okay, give me an example how racism affects you. Give me an example how racism affects you. Don't laugh. Just give me an example.
Because this is how it affects me, and this is how it has affected me, is that to be sitting here and be not getting a job specifically because I was denied a job because of a racist man.
What job did you – let me just explain this to you. Do you know that's illegal?
Does it matter? No.
Because if somebody didn't give you a job because they're racist, you can sue them. It is against the law to discriminate against somebody racially.
But you said it's dead.
I'm saying that it doesn't have an effect on your life. And if people perpetuate it, there's penalty. There's consequences.
If I don't get a job, how come it doesn't have an effect on my life?
You know that that person didn't give you a job because you black.
Absolutely.
What did you do about it? No. What did you do about it?
I was born.
Listen, sir, it doesn't have an effect. It doesn't have an effect because if you didn't get that job, you could sue that person for discrimination and you can go to the next job.
You think that's guaranteed?
Are you employed right now?
Oh, you think that's guaranteed?
Are you employed?
No, I'm not.
You're not. When was the last time you had a job?
See, you're deflecting. You're not listening to the situation.
I'll ask you a question. Go ask me the question.
My point is that you think it's dead? You say it's dead. It doesn't exist no more, right?
I didn't say it doesn't exist. I said it doesn't have an effect.
That's the same thing. No, you said it's dead. That's just your words, man.
I'm explaining it to you.
When I say it's dead,
I'm telling you what it means. And not only am I explaining it to you now, but I'm not only explaining it to you now, when I said it then, I gave an example of how the woman was discriminated against and she was paid $1 million. And I gave the example of how, I'm saying that it doesn't have an effect. Excuse me?
No. Just because somebody gets paid $1 million doesn't mean it doesn't have an effect. Yes, it does, man. Where do you come up with this from?
Which effect does it have? If somebody discriminated against her and she got paid $1 million, which one hurt worse? Getting paid $1 million or somebody discriminating?
Money solves everything, right?
Listen, man, I know for a fact you got a job.
Come on, man. Money doesn't.
You don't want to keep it real. You got a job. You don't want to keep it real.
See, this is what you do. This is your audience, and this is how you get paid.
You don't have a. So hold on. Let's get to the bottom of this. Charles, let's get to the bottom of this. Do you have a job?
I just told you didn't. Did you try to hear me say that?
When was the last time you had a job?
You want to put you, you, want to play back to your own recording.
When was the last time you had a job, Charles?
Why does it matter?
I'm just trying to. I'm trying to get to the meat and potatoes.
No. What you trying? No, no.
Have you never had a job? No. Have you never had a job?
What do you think? Of course.
Okay, I think you had a job. I think you probably had many jobs.
Okay.
Well, did you work for a white man at any point in your life?
Absolutely, yeah. It's like so I work for black people.
How many jobs did you? How many? So what you're saying is that white people have given you jobs.
It's too good enough for you. It's too good enough for you.
Okay, how many black people have you worked for? I know you ain't work for you ain't work for no black people. Come on, Charles.
Charles. Hold on. Now you gonna tell me something? You don't even know me.
How many black people you work for, Charles?
Are you serious?
How many black people have you worked for, Charles?
I mean, black owners I've worked with two.
Because you work for two white, two black, and how many jobs have you applied for since you have been unemployed?
Well, hold on. I'm asking a question. What point are you trying to make?
I'm trying to make the point, brother, that you being black and racism doesn't affect your employment status. You just told me you work for two white people and you work for two black people. You're 50-50. White people have given you the same amount of jobs as black people have given you. Am I right?
Come on, dude. You know better than that. Let's be
serious. White people giving you jobs just as much as black people. You said two for two.
Let's sit and be serious. Really? You don't think racism has effect on anything in your life?
It haven't affect me in my life.
No, I ain't talking about you. Really? You ain't been around long enough then, dude.
What do you mean? I grew up in Texas. I grew up in Texas, right down the street from you. I grew up in Fort Worth.
You never had anybody be racist to you.
I've had some people say racist things to me, but it had no effect on my life.
What was it?
Oh, it got called me the N-word when I was. It got called me N-word when I was a police officer.
That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only other thing somebody can do.
So you think that's the be-all, end-all of that one. No one's ever did anything else. No one's never denied people jobs, anything like that,
if
right?
If they did, it's inconsequential because I don't even recognize it. I've gotten plenty of jobs.
Okay, fine. I've gotten plenty of jobs. You said never happened to me, that's fine.
Okay, so let's get to the point. I want to get to the point and we'll move on.
I peep your game, dude.
You think racism is holding black people back in America? Is racism holding black people back in America?
I never said that. So we agree.
I'm saying that it's inconsequential. Listen, I'm saying that it's inconsequential. Listen, hold on.
It's not.
I'm saying, okay, you just said that racism isn't holding black people back. I said it's inconsequential. We're saying the same thing.
No, we're not saying the same thing because, first of all, I'm not saying they're holding people back. I never said that. I think a lot of people have been through racism. But to come and say that it's dead because somebody got paid $1 million, man, that's ridiculous.
Charles, I love you, brother. Thank you for calling in.
Bad,
I got to go to the break. Y'all hold the phone. I'll be back. For what you got.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. On the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at the Officer Tatum. There's a clown that used the word social media, so sued my wife, and now he got to pay up and he want to do a GoFundMe's. He shouldn't have never sued my wife. And he wouldn't have to pay up. But anyway, I'll leave that for another time. Major Williams. Salem News Channel will offer live anchored coverage of the State of the Union tomorrow night beginning at 8:30 p.m. Eastern from Washington, D.C. We'll bring you President Biden's speech uninterrupted and then the Republican response. Immediately following will be an in-depth analysis from Salem News Channel personalities such as Mike Gallagher and others. Live coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 Central on Salem News Channel. Just go to salemnewschannel.com or the app with the same name. Load it on Apple or Android Store or watch it on your Roku. Just type Salem News Channel into the search bar. Bookmark us now. Just go to Salem Now on salemnewschannel.com. Now, Salem Now is the movies and stuff. right. Let me just say something about Charles, and then I'm going to get the callers in because everybody's calling in about what Charles said. This Charles is an example of a black man who lives in perpetuity of victimhood. I mean, literally, racism is inconsequential to black people in America. That's what I mean by dead. That means it doesn't have a legitimate effect on you. Because if it will affect you in a good way, if a white man refuse you work, you get paid $1 million. You were never going to make $1 million working for that same job that did you wrong. Now they got to pay you $1 million. They're going to pay you money that they never pay you if you worked there for 45 years. It's not. And then in the way America works is that if one person is racist against you, there's a plethora of people who are not racist. So if this person say, I'm not getting you a job, I don't like black people. First of all, he's going to lose his business more than likely. But you could just go right next door and get a job. Or go to the door next to that, get a job. It's inconsequential because there is no prominent job you can get in America that's racist. These big major companies can't be racist. They wouldn't be as big and they wouldn't have grown to the potential that they've grown if they didn't have diversity. Not only a diversity of skin, look, thought. I mean, you grow and you flourish with diversity in America. It's just the way it is. Most companies have a diverse group of people coming together from multiple backgrounds to bring in nuances that you only get with diverse companies. You have a company going one way with one speed, they're not very prosperous. Even my company. How many people we got? We got at least two black people who I would argue is at the top of the company. And then we got other people who are leading divisions who are not black. I think everybody else is white. And if you look at the proportionality of black, even in my employees, well, we got to add the other employee. She just got another job, but she was black. So it was three black people out of the eight employees that I have, three black people. In the state of Arizona, black people only represent 5%. It's hard to find black people here. I put out applications everywhere. I can't find a single black person. And everybody that worked for me ain't from Arizona. Even black or white, everybody that worked for me, I'm from Arizona. Let me see. Who would work? We got California, Chicago. I think maybe California. I don't know where River is from. She probably told me, but I forgot. But most of the people that work here, I forgot Eric. Eric is black, so that's four black people. And Eric is from California. So we got most of the people here from California. Nobody's from Arizona, and none of the black people are from Arizona. None. So it's very difficult to find black people here. But that's nowhere here nor there. I just want to relate to you guys. And for those of you who are calling in, just hold the phone. I'm going to get you after the break because I don't want to have to cut you off. I want to get you able to make a comment unobstructed. But racism is dead in America. And the few idiots that are racist, and black people are racist too. Don't mind that. Black people are racist too. But the idiots on either side that are racist cannot stop you from doing anything in this country. Maybe they'll speed bump, but they can't stop you. Ladies and gentlemen, hold the phone. You listen to the Officer Tatum Show. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Happy Monday to everybody. So many people calling in because Charles started a fire. Let me tell you about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you look for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day, and it is 100% drug-free. So if you're looking for something that's going to help you with joint discomfort or overcome joint discomfort and also help you with inflammation, I want us to understand this very clearly. You may not feel necessarily inflammation initially, but if you are carrying extra weight like your boy, that's why I went to the gym this morning. I gotta double up on my Relief Factor because I'm sore than a joke. If you are got a little extra, you know, you got a little muffin growing in there, then your body is producing inflammation because of that, and Relief Factor can help relieve that. Now, go to relieffactor.com. Start with the three-week quick starter for $19.95 or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. I want you guys to feel the difference like I do with Relief Factor. All right, let me get some people in. Let's see, who is longest? Vince from H-Town. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hello, Officer Tatum. Good to talk to you, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I just wanted to point out that, you know, we all will oftentimes look for particular racism or all kinds of different isms. And I always tell people, look, we all have biases. We're all mixed up. We're all mixed. I'm left-handed. I meet somebody who's left-handed. I kind of actually have a certain attraction to them. I don't favor them. I don't, you know, have anything racist or right-handedist against anybody. But, you know, what city you're born in, and if my city has got a rivalry with your city for sports and stuff, then all of a sudden I don't like you if you're from the other city. I mean, there's all kinds of different biases that we have in this world. And, yeah, race is one of them. But it's like you said, the effects, the actual consequences of that are so minimal. Yes, there's racism, there's evil people in all kinds of senses. But, you know, we're all mixed. Ain't nobody pure nothing, you know.
Right.
And we basically kind of in the United States just managed to get along. I was just filling my gas tank up. Lady came across, different race. I can tell you, you can probably tell. A lot of times we tell each other what race we are by our voice, the way it sounds and everything. But different race. We had a great little conversation, little interchange. Dang, lines too long, different things, you know. It didn't even dawn on me until I got in the car and heard the radio. Oh, she happened to be a different color than I was, a different race than I was. It never crossed my mind until I sat down and listened to the radio, hearing this other gentleman talk. I call him a gentleman. And, it dawned on me that I didn't care. She didn't care. You know, I think she was the first one to say something to me. Or sometimes I'm the first one to say something to them. To whoever the person, other person is. It could be on an elevator. It doesn't matter. I don't sit there. You're an American. You're a Houstonian. You're in the same city, the same place, the same building. You know, everybody back up, relax.
Right.
We all have certain biases, certain things that we favor or disfavor. You know, you might have a certain accent. Jeez, oh man, I can't even understand the guy. You know, whatever. You know, you can barely understand me, whatever the case is. But, you know, back off from the I'm a victim. Because sorry, you're not. And so I just wanted to agree with you and thank you for being my brother from another mother.
Amen and amen. Thanks, Vince. Thank you so much from H-Town. No, it, the thing is, you can see it in there. I was going to give this example, and I forgot because I had came out of one of the segments, and I was going to talk about this. I went to the gym, and they were weird with me, man. Like, I felt like they were weird. It's almost like I feel like the first girl, you got to think, this is a very high-end gym, right? It's very, very expensive. Over $200 a month. I'm just let you know how expensive it is. But it's a gym that got everything you need. You got spa, you get massages, all this little crazy stuff. So, but it's a very high-end gym. And in Arizona, ain't no black people out here anyway. So just imagine what this gym is like. And so the first time I went, I just wanted to try it out because one of the guys that worked for me, he was telling me how the gym is really nice. So I went. It's right down the street from my headquarters. And I felt like they're being weird. I'm like, why are you looking at me like that? Like, lady, are you scared of me or what? I don't understand why this person is awkward. But the salesperson was very nice. She took me around, toured the gym. I came back, and the lady was nice to me when I left. I went to the gym closer to my house. It's like a chain. They got like four of them. I went to the gym close to my house, and the guy was a weirdo. Now, I did have Police Lives Matter shirt on, and he looked like a leftist. And he was all weird. It's like he's seen a ghost, man. He wasn't even really communicating with me. He was being weird. But the other kid comes and showed me around the gym, and he was extremely nice. Today I go, and because I'm going to join the gym, but I got to go at 5 a.m., and the counselor who was showing me around, the salesperson, she wasn't there. I said, hey, man, can I work out today? I'm going to join the gym, but can I just get this workout in, and after I join? I feel like the dude was being weird. He's been short with me, being weird. I'm like, come on, man. Then I end up working out, had a good workout. And when I was leaving, he was nice to me. He was very kind. Oh, anything you need, sir? I mean, I just, it was confusing. But I'm saying this to say, I don't know why these people were awkward. You know, they could be awkward because they just intimidated by me. You know, they could be awkward because I'm black. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it is. But at the same time, even though the people at the front desk was kind of weird, everybody else was nice. And all of everybody white. So I'm saying it to say you can choose whether you believe that this is this or this is that. I really don't know why they were being kind of weird. It could be me. It could be that they ain't did nothing and I'm just feeling like they weird to me. But see, when you want to see everything through the lens of race, I could easily say, oh man, they were racist against me, man. But then if I was white, they probably the same way. You know what I'm saying? How would I know? I'm not white. I don't know what experience they have with 700 people that probably come to this gym every month. So anyway, so many people are calling in. Y'all just hold on. I'm going to get to you after the break. Hold the phone. You listen to the Dayoff Tatum Show.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Common sense in an uncommon way. Act like you know.
Welcome back to the Dayoff Tatum Show. I almost said hello. I want to get some people in real quick. Y'all just be patient. I'm going to try to get to everybody that's holding. So if you're holding right now, this is my short segment. I'm going to try to get you in. Let me see. Caller on line two. Mr. Caller on line two from Georgia. Welcome to the Dayoff Tatum Show.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Taylor. You hear me good?
How you doing? Yes, sir.
Very well. Oh, you are a very intelligent man. But you're wrong. Black people are not racist. They are racist.
You said black people aren't like racist? Black people aren't racist. They are prejudiced?
Like I said, you're very intelligent. I know you. You know, I can say what you talk. Well, black people are not racist. They are prejudiced.
Oh, okay. So black people can't be racist?
It's possible, yeah. But look, then another thing I want to say, Mr. Taylor, I like your show. You're a good young man. You have a good heart. I know you here. But one more thing I want to say. Now, you said George Floyd, drug killer. Drug didn't kill George Floyd. That hillbilly put his knee on his neck for 9 minutes. That would kill him. When George Floyd in that stove, with that counterfeit $20 bill, he was breathing, doing good there.
Oh, okay. Let me just say this real quick. It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to understand.
I like your show. You're better than Taylor. Yeah, but you're wrong, though.
Hold on. Let me speak. Let me speak real quick. So I just want to make sure this is clear. I want to make sure it's clear. Sure. I wrote a book on policing in America where I talk about the George Floyd situation. And I spoke about how Chauvin was wrong and that Chauvin put his knee on his neck and deserved to go to prison for what happened. George Floyd did ingest a fatal amount of fentanyl, and that's why it came out in the trial. We don't know if that could have been a contributing factor as well.
We know that. If that police hadn't put his knee on his neck that period of time, George Floyd would be living today. That would kill him.
Oh yeah, I agree. But before that killed him, if he was not resisting arrest, he would still be alive. Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much,
man. I know that's a fact. Yeah,
I'm better than who?
I say you a veteran, chosen man. I like your show, but that knee on that man's neck for 9 minutes and some seconds that would kill him.
Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
In that store. With that $20 counterfeit bill.
Thank you so much for the call. I got to go to the break. I'm sorry I got to cut you off. Y'all hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243. Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Thank y'all for the few of you guys who held on through the break. You know, I was trying to answer the gentleman. He's hard to understand him. But he said, black people are prejudiced. Yes, black people can be prejudiced. So can everybody else. Black people can be racist. I don't understand how people, that's like me. I'm a black, he called it a black-owned business. I own this company. I hire and fire everybody. If I said I'm not going to hire white people in my company, is that racist? Yes, that's racist because I'm saying I'm not hiring them because they white. That's racism. When you discriminate against somebody because of their race, that's called racism. And you can't say because I don't have the power of control of the United States of America. It's like, no, I have power and control on this job. I can inflict racism on the people because I have power over them on this job. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Let me go with Michael from South Carolina. Welcome to the Office Tatum Show.
Hey, Brother Tatum. How's it going, brother?
Hey, hey. Hello. Welcome to the show. Yep.
Man, listen, Officer Tatum. Where are you getting these people from tonight? The dude from Georgia? The dude from Georgia, all I can tell you about him is, you know, he just got bad information. And you can tell he's not tied in and getting all the information. I mean, the knee on the neck, yeah, but they know nothing about pressure on the neck, pressure being applied, all these things. But about racism, and racism is dead. And Charles, let me tell you about Charles. He won't let you talk. He will not answer questions. He live in the biggest state in America, which is the state of denial, and he's an embarrassment to our race. He's definitely a Democrat. High probability he's uneducated, about 5'5", bald, got his Nikes on, gold chain, nice ride is a possibility, but he wouldn't change if you threatened to shoot his dog, which is a pit, by the way. And no doubt, I mean, cultural things in our race, he's never interacted with other people when he was young. And you can't change these folks when they get old, man. I mean, it's just sickening the way that, but I mean, if you know the book, the Lord done told us, these are those, and you know the rest of it. Last time I called you, I read your poem I wrote. I got another
one. Michael, you're cutting out.
Never change. It's just sickening, man. I don't understand. They want to hold you down. You can show that you are educated. You can do something. They're going to shoot you.
Right, Michael, your phone is cutting out. Thank you so much for the call, but I agree with Michael, and I love that he said that. That is hilarious. I need to, like, compile this into a video and put it on my YouTube channel because I like what Michael's response to Charles was, because some of these, you know, I used to be that ignorant young black man that everything was race to me. And it's weird because when I got saved, it all went away. I quit looking at race. I was like, wow, I see everybody as individual people. Like, if a guy's in front of me, is this a good person or a bad person? Or is this person's actions are good or bad? That's all I think about. I don't consider that person's race. And then when the race gets brought up, I understand this is one idiot if he's doing something bad, and this is one great guy if he's doing something good. And that don't mean that everybody that look like him is good either. Just because one person do good. You have to understand individuals and individuality. And you know, it's funny because Charles and the other guy called in, at least the other guy said he loved my show, But Charles called in wanting to play the victim of a black man who's on radio. I'm on a pretty significant spot on this radio syndicated all across the country. And you argue with me about racism affecting me? I'm just going to say, black people don't own this company? Can I just say that? Black people don't own this company? Where is this racism coming from? One of my biggest, most supportive people, or the biggest mentors, most supportive people in my life, is a white man from Canada. You know, one of the guys who really helped me when I was in college, and this is outside of my father and my family, but when I was in college and I had a kid out of wedlock and I didn't have a job and I was hustling, trying to make ends meet, me and my baby mama, and, you know, this guy came to me and helped us pay for our rent, counsel, I mean, gave me some advice, mentored me. That man was white. You know, there were no black people that reached out to me. And I'm not saying this had anything to do with black people, but if you want to make the argument, no black people reached out to me. The people at my church kind of turned on me outside of my pastor and maybe one other person at my church. They all kind of turned and shunned me. They didn't even have a baby shower for me. And I get it. I get it, though, because we were holding this church and I was cutting up. I was sinning. So I get it. But at the end of the day, the gentleman that helped me looked past that and said, look, let me help you. And I turned into this. Probably one of the reasons, because of his help. And now I help other people because of what he did for me. And so it's so many white people that have given me opportunities that the ones who are racist are irrelevant. They're irrelevant. Let me get to a couple more callers. Let's see. Chris from Brandon, Mississippi. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. We got Chris on the line. Chris, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. He's what? He didn't fell asleep? I don't know, boy. Well, y'all must be drinking my
three strikes you out.
Man, Chris wasn't even waiting for like 10 minutes and he fell asleep. Boy, you'd be ashamed of yourself. All right, John from California, welcome to the Off Stadium Show.
Now, George Floyd had no problem breathing except when the man put his knee on his neck. So that's all that can be attributed to his death, right?
No, I don't think so.
All right, well, that's just a comment I wanted to make. Have a good day. Bye.
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, you know, I think there's nuance to these things, right? I mean, George Floyd's death, they argued this in the court of law. They just did not prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. But they did show that he ingested fatal amounts of fentanyl. And if you look at Chauvin's knee on his upper back neck, it didn't appear that that was cutting his circulation off. It's just that he was under stress. He had ingested those drugs and they didn't do due diligence to put him in a recovery position. Therefore, the position he was in was affecting his ability to survive a lethal dose of fentanyl. So the knee on the neck may not have been what killed him. It was the lack of medical support to him while he was dying that can still cause you to be guilty of second degree murder in that particular state, because you didn't do due diligence to help him as he's complaining about dying. And he actually died. I want people to understand that the knee on the neck didn't have to kill him for Chauvin to be wrong. It didn't have to kill him for Chauvin to go to prison. It's that you did not act in good faith and you showed no humanity to a man that was dying, complaining of dying. Potentially his breathing was obstructed from the drugs, causing him to go into cardiac arrest. But you didn't even help him. And there's a term that I'm thinking of and I can't figure it out. But it's not negligence. It's like inhumane, or like you just deprived him of his humanity. I mean, he didn't help him. And you didn't help him or didn't get, you know, he didn't, you didn't get him the support that he needed while he was dying. So it's ambiguous and irrelevant whether or not the knee or the fentanyl was the cause of death. It's the fact that Chauvin showed no interest in doing anything proper that could save the life of George Floyd. He was an ignorant, cocky, he let the moment get the best of him, and he felt like, I'm going to show them I don't have to move off of this guy. Screw y'all. Guy ended up dying, and he went to prison. I don't feel sorry for Chauvin. I would have never done that as a police officer, ever. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Off Stadium Show. Let me see what we got. Let me tell you guys about. I think that you guys are interested in watching the State of the Union. I don't want to see Joe Biden be mentally disturbed, so I may watch it so you don't have to watch it. But Salem News Channel will offer live anchored coverage of the State of the Union tomorrow night, beginning at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time from Washington, D.C. We'll bring you President Biden's speech uninterrupted. Well, we're not going to interrupt it, but his brain may interrupt his speech. And then the Republican response. Immediately following will be an in-depth analysis from the Salem News Channel personalities such as Mike Gallagher and others. Live coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central on Salem News Channel. Just go to salemnewschannel.com or download the app, which is Salem News Channel. You can also watch it on your Roku. Make sure you bookmark it. Keep it on the top of mind when you go to look up the State of the Union. It's going to be a mess. I might even go live and do it, but you know, never mind. Watch Salem. All right. Let's see. I think I was talking about the black folks on there. Well, this is just what I say, you know, to come back around at the point. If you want to be a victim, you'll be a victim. That's pretty much what it is. If you want to be a victim, you will be a victim no matter what. I have learned a long time ago that I'm not a victim of anybody. I have the favor of the Lord Jesus on my side, and it don't matter what color you are, you ain't finna stop what God has purposed in my life. You ain't gonna stop it. Ain't no little racism gonna stop me from doing nothing, man. It ain't never stopped me from doing nothing in my life, man. And somebody may have been racist. I could care less. Just like I was saying about the gym, I thought the people were being weird with me, but I have no idea what they were thinking. It could be me. Maybe I'm just skeptical. And regardless, I'm still a member at the gym and I worked out today and it don't mean nothing. That person, it's not like a person at the front desk is going to change my bank account. A person at the front desk is going to stop me from working out the gym. And if they were, I would love that to happen to me. I would love for somebody to tell me, you can't work out at the gym because you black. I would hug them and say, thank you, man. I've been waiting to get enough money to invest in this new project I want to do. So thank you for this discrimination lawsuit. And I'm going to make a couple million dollars off of y'all. I just want to say thank you for your service. Ain't no way in the world I'm going to be crying. I mean, ain't racist, man. They kicked me out because I'm black. I have no gym to go to. Open your own gym. Because after I get this lawsuit, I may open my own gym. Come on, man. We live in America. Like, it's not that serious. And the funny thing is, it's funny how a lot of black people talk about white people being racist, but most black people live around nothing but black people. Most black people live around black people. You know, like, go to these black communities. There ain't white people aren't there. When I was growing up, it was, you know, pretty segregated. You go to, like, when I was Paul Orange Dunbar High School in Fort Worth, all the black Fort Worth schools was on one side of town, all the white ones on the other side of town. You had Dunbar, O.D. Wide, Trimble Tech, Poly, and Southwest was kind of like in the middle. I think I got I had Odie White in there, Poly, whatever, Dunbar, all those schools, Trimble Tech. My dad went to Trimble Tech. Me, my brother, my mama went to Dunbar. So you put all those schools on this side, all black. Everybody there is black. Maybe Pasco is another school, and that school had some Mexicans there, but it was black and Mexican, all black. Then you go to Southwest. I can't remember the other schools. Some other school. Number white people. It's like even then we were segregated, and our uniforms and school was not nowhere near as good as theirs, and it wasn't because we black. It's because the community where the school is at does not have the money that the community where Southwest was at. And we beat them every year. Like a dog. We beat them every year bad. And we had 9 D1 players on our team. Now I just want people to put this in perspective. It didn't matter that they had more money than we did. It didn't matter that their uniforms was better. We were far more talented than they were. And with the little we had, I can't name a person who went D1 from their school. Any of the white schools, I can't name a person who went D1. But on our school, Dunbar was like a powerhouse of the black schools. We had 9 dudes go D1. Not just the college to play football. We had 9 dudes go D1. 4 of us were All-American. 4 of us were the top 78 players in the nation. Ernest Mason was by himself the first year. My brother, Bobby Tatum, and DJ Davis, who is no longer with us. DJ Davis and my brother were the first 2 athletes to make the U.S. Army All-American team from one school. And then my year, when I was a senior, I was the U.S. Army All-American. We had 4 on one team, unheard of. We all played at the same time at one point. Racism ain't stopping you from doing nothing. Them schools could have called us the N-word. We still going to college. Full ride. The white boys are paying for their school. We got school free. You know what I'm saying? Where is the racism preventing us? And the funny thing is that there was nothing but black people associated with that, except for our coaches. Coach Bob Jones was a white man with a dip in his mouth from Nebraska, hard as nails. And he used to do stuff that today he'd get fired. We used to get paddled. So if you cussed in the locker room, he'll take you in his office and paddle you in 2005. Well, 2004 because he left in 2005. But 2004, my brother and them were seniors. I got popped. My brother got popped. He was a top player in the nation. Took him in the office, paddle. He shut the blinds. Pow, pow, pow. Now they be saying, he a racist, man. That man helped us become great. That man helped us understand discipline. Bob Jones helped us. He loved us, man. And he loved us more than the black people did. When Bob Jones took that job in Houston, we all cried. Everybody on the team cried. And so, you know, and then the next year we got a black coach and he was a dud. That dude was a hater. Bob Jones creating all these All-Americans. He loved us, man. We love Bob Jones. And then coach, I forget his name. He came into school. Ever since the day he got there, he hated me. He lost me 2 scholarships. Well, he tried to lose. I lost 1 for Arkansas, but LSU still offered me. He was behind the scenes hating. And if it wasn't for the other white coach that stayed, I wouldn't have known that black coach was hating on me. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
We shall overcome. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I think I wanted to move on from the conversation about the racism in America and all these things. It's like, people, give it a break. Just do you. And if you're doing you, good things will happen for you. You know, it's funny that all these black men that out here are promoting, defending you in these lawsuits, they richer than the mud. Al Sharpton has more unpaid tax than you'll ever make in your lifetime. And I say that most black people ever make in their lifetime, he has more unpaid taxes than you will ever make in your lifetime. And he's out here talking about the country is so racist. What's his name? Benjamin Crump. I want to see Benjamin Crump's Benjamin Crump's taxes. Because I wonder how much he take from these families that he get them as payouts. Is he taking 40%, 50%, 60%? How much money is he taking? You know his retainer ain't cheap. He the top social justice lawyer in the country. He probably charged like a $40,000 retainer. Cause you finna get paid 10 million. Somebody who ain't never had no money, you finna get paid $15 million payout. You don't mind throwing him $2 or $3 million. You finna get 15. You pay him $2 or $3 million. And by the time you pay your taxes and you pay him, your $15 million turning like $8 million. Or less. And he don't care what you do with that. He jumping on the next ambulance. But all of the men in the country who say, I'm fighting for justice for Breonna Taylor, is top 1% earners. Ain't that funny? Ain't nobody humbly doing this. They all rich. I remember Jesse Lee Peterson said, I used to wonder, if the white man is holding everybody back, why ain't they holding you back? Well, Jesse Jackson, why the white man ain't holding your kids back? They go to private school. They go to elite university. What the white man skipped over you, though? Y'all all up under the armpit of Donald Trump. The Push Rainbow Coalition giving Donald Trump an award for his efforts in the black community. Oh, y'all forgot about that because it's not politically expedient. Y'all underneath his armpit. But the white man is bad. I want to switch gears real quick because I was talking about this on the live stream yesterday, and I know some people are going to get mad at me. But Christians, I want you to listen to me. There's a gentleman, and I respect him. I really like him. I like him as a person. I don't really know what his doctrine is about, but he posted a clip the other day where these wishy-washy, watered-down cemetery school pastors, they come up with these slick-talking. It's like a youth pastor, the typical youth pastor. They come up with these slick talking points on scriptural context, and they make it sound short and sweet and beautiful to you, and they're deceiving Christians all over. The guy brought up the thing, the faith and works, right? He said there's a mathematical equation where you put faith plus works equals salvation. He said, no, that's not true. Faith alone equals salvation that will yield works. And I'm, it sound good, but that's not biblically sound. Faith without works is dead. I want us to understand that. You can say, I have faith in Jesus Christ. What does that mean with you just talking with your mouth? Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. Not if you love me, you'll confess that you love me. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. It's not enough for you to just say, I have faith. Faith is an action word. Works alone don't save you. Faith alone don't save you. Faith and works will get you salvation. And why do you say that? Let me just give you an example. Could Jesus just come down to earth and acknowledge he had to die for our sins? That wasn't enough. He had to actually go die. Abraham, God had told Abraham to sacrifice his first son. Now, Abraham acknowledging what God had for him in store is not enough. He had to actually go and sacrifice his son, which God gave him a ram in the bush. Noah couldn't just accept the fact that he was there to build an ark. Oh, God, I know you called me to build an ark. Thank you, Lord. Everything, you know, I'm going to change the world. He had to go and build the doggone thing. And people like to, when it comes to God, they like to just act like it's not congruent to relationships that we experience. If you dating a man and he say, I acknowledge that I want to marry you one day, That ain't enough, brother. You got to buy a ring and marry her. You can't just say you think about marrying her. That's not enough. Let me tell you about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day, and it works just fine for me. So many people have given so many testimonies. So many people I know, my mother-in-law loves Relief Factor. One of my friends, Alan, he told me about how his shoulder, he had messed his shoulder up riding bikes, reaching behind in his snack pouch, and that motion kind of messed his shoulder up. He said he was taking Relief Factor, and it made his shoulder better. These are people I know saying this. But anyway, I want you to give it a try. Look at the testimonies if you don't believe it. I'm a living testimony. It actually works. You take it, you be consistent with it, you'll actually feel the difference. Go to ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Get started with the 3-week quick starter for $19.95 or call the number 800-4-RELIEF.
Everybody's got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. The Officer Tatum Show.
When I was knee-high to the ground. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to The Officer Tatum Show. Let me tell you about the MyPillow towel set. If you're looking for some towels, I got you covered. Go to MyPillow.com. They don't just do pillows, baby. They do towels, pillows, bed covers, toppers, throw blankets. I mean, yeah, they do it all. Slippers. Tripping on some slippers. They got slippers in there. They got I got the robe. Robe is good. We got the bed sheets. I mean, they got everything you need. But if you're looking for towels, go and get the towels, the 6-piece towel set for $49.99. Use discount code Brandon by going to mypillow.com. Mypillow.com. Put in discount code Brandon and get these incredible deals. Okay. Now see, I always go to the break and I forget what I was talking about. Oh, I'm talking about faith without works. I want people to understand this. Faith without works is dead. You can't just say, Lord, I love you. Jesus said this, not Brandon. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That means if you're not keeping my commandments, you really don't love me no matter what your mouth say. It's the same thing with relationships. Hey, man, I got your back, bro. I got you. Anytime you need me, I'm here for you. And you call him and he don't answer. You're seeking. You can't find him. Homeboy ain't nowhere to be found. Ain't supported you one time. It don't matter what you say, because it don't matter what you feel, because your feeling and what you say is faith. But if with no works, it's dead. You can't tell a person I love you and you beat them every night. You can't tell. And it's the same thing with the Lord. You can't say, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And you sinning all day long. You ain't thought twice about sinning. You cutting up. You being a poor representation of the Lord Jesus every day, but you say you love God. Let me give you another example. People hate when I say this, and I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news. I'm just trying to help us to be refocused on reality so you don't miss heaven because somebody is trying to play church. Jesus said, in that day, they're going to say, Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in thy name? Have I not done all these wondrous works? And Jesus is going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. See, works without faith is dead. You can do all of these things. If you don't have genuine faith, if you're not following Christ the way you're supposed to, it's irrelevant. It's pointless. It's your faith will justify your work will justify your faith. And people often ask me, you know, well, you know, we save just by confessing with your mouth, believing in your heart. Man, listen, the devil know that who Jesus is. And he know Jesus died for our sins. The devil know that he could follow Christ and he can be saved. So it don't matter what you know. It don't matter that you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart alone. You have to turn that into a reality. Some people think that, you know what? Oh, when I get saved, I'm going to change my ways. Because when I get saved, God will change me. Well, you need to repent. That means turn away from. That's like saying my relationship with my wife is going to be excellent, but I don't ever come home. My relationship with my wife is going to be excellent, but I date other women. It's like, how are you going to have a good relationship with God and you're cheating on him every day? You know, so I love the Lord, but you're not following anything that he had told you to do. That's what's going to make you closer, is when you repent and you pursue, take up your cross. You have to pursue. Salvation is here for everybody, but you ain't going to get it because it's out there. You have to pursue it. The Bible says, knock and it shall be open to you, seek and you shall find. It doesn't say if you think about it, the door is going to open. It doesn't say if you think about it, you'll find it. It says you must seek. I'm going to give you another scripture. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and these things will be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's an action. You can't just think about the kingdom of God. You can't just accept that there is a kingdom of God. You need to seek the kingdom of God. You need to be learned. You need to study the scripture. You don't need to know the Greek and Hebrew and all that stuff, but you need to read it and let God give you revelation. If the apostles were sinning and grinning, you think they would have been with Jesus longer, any longer? I want to ask a question to people that may disagree with me. Did Judas go to heaven? Because he believed. He believed that Jesus was who he said he was. He believed with his heart and confessed with his mouth. Jesus actually picked him as an apostle. And then he betrayed Jesus and committed suicide. You think he went to heaven? What does that mean, Mr. Tatum? Just confessing with your mouth, believing in your heart is not enough. It's the beginning. It opens your heart up to, but you need to repent. There's a pastor that had a scripture and had a video, and it bothered me. And I wrote on it, and I accidentally deleted my comment, and I took that from God. It's probably, Brandon, this is not fruitful for you to even comment on this. Just let people believe what they're going to believe. That dude came and said that a young man came to a pastor. He kind of gave a scenario, and he said, do I have to give up marijuana to be a Christian? And the pastor said, no, you don't. And he said, do I have to give up marijuana? He said, the guy pulled out a blunt, big old thing of marijuana, smoked it right in front of the pastor. And he said, hey, do I have to stop smoking to be a Christian? And he said, no, you don't have to stop doing anything to be a Christian. And it's funny because they conveniently use marijuana, because marijuana isn't as intrusive of a sin or a sin type than, do I have to stop cheating on my wife to be a Christian? It's funny. Why they didn't use that one? Do I have to stop molesting people to be a Christian? Why did they use that one? Do I have to stop cheating my taxes, lying on whatever sin that you fall into? Do I have to do these things to be a Christian? It's convenient enough that they say, oh, you don't have to change anything. The Bible says repent. How are you going to be following Christ and molesting people? Oh, y'all don't want to go there. Nobody want to go there. You need to turn from your ways. It didn't say you will be perfect. When you turn from your ways, then your heart begins to open up to actually following Christ. The problem is they give you this cookie cutter Christianity and everybody's struggling every day. Because that's not the method on finding and building a relationship with Christ. Sin separates you from God. That's why we're in this position in the first place. Let me tell you guys about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. Wonderful company, by the way. Relief Factor, wonderful people. I met the CEO of Relief Factor, went to dinner, explained to me all of the ins and outs of Relief Factor. And I was thoroughly impressed at the thought process, the philanthropic behaviors of Relief Factor. I said, it's not only works, it's a great company. And then a company like that said, I'll support your channel, Brandon, even though you say all that stuff you be saying. We support that. We will sponsor your channel and keep you on the air. And so shout out to Relief Factor for doing that. You should give Relief Factor a chance if you are a person who wants to be proactive about their health. If you have joint discomfort, soreness, inflammation, all of those things, give Relief Factor a try. Start with the 3 weeks quick starter. 3 weeks. Get 3 weeks worth of stuff. $19.95. Try it. Watch it work. Order more. Very simple. Go to ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. My grandma.
your grandma. I'm gonna set your flag on fire.
Welcome back to the Office Tatum Show, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to add to this. You know, I want people to understand it. I'm not trying to be a Bible thumping person, but I want you to be able to have access to the truth, because nowadays churches teach you cookie cutter, itchy ear doctrine, and therefore people are not exposed to the power of God. They're just exposed to the form of godliness. You know, why come? This is the question you ask. Have you ever seen a person get healed or be healed? No. Have you ever seen a person be healed? Have you ever seen supernatural things happen at your prophecy? Like, have you ever had a person at your church prophesy? I mean, and I'm talking about a person that ain't never met you before, don't know nothing about you, prophesy something in your life, which I would argue is a spiritual gift. If you are not experiencing this, these things at your church or revival associated with your church, it's something wrong. And you don't have to be holier than thou running around the church, falling on the ground, getting blown over with suit jackets and that stuff. You ain't got to be doing all that. But you have to build a true spiritual relationship with God as well. And these churches prevent people from doing it because they don't want to listen to the Bible. They want to tell you something that'll make you feel very comfortable in your sin, and therefore you'll join their church, and you don't have to change anything. You don't have to do nothing. Jesus Christ did all the work. Then why does Jesus tell his disciples, "Go ye therefore teach all nations, baptizing them"? He wants you to disciple them, teach them. You can't just sit around and do nothing. There's obligations. And when Jesus sent his disciples out in the world, he said, baptize them. Why would Jesus tell, out of all the stuff that Jesus could say, why would he tell his apostles to baptize people? Like, that's significant. That should be insignificant. To modern Christianity, it's insignificant. To Jesus, it wasn't. It was one of his main commandments. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them. The beginning of the church. I only got a minute left. When Peter started the church in the book of Acts, when they said, "Brethren, what shall we do to be saved?" When they found out they crucified Jesus Christ and they knew who he was, what did he say? He did not say, "Confess with your mouth, believe in your heart." He did not say, "Faith alone will save you." He told them, "Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And thousands of people were baptized on that day. The same commandment that Jesus gave his apostles to do, Peter did it. That's how the church was started. Why is your church not doing what the first church did? And I'll tell you, it's because of the seminary school that's teaching people to believe in man-made doctrine and not the rudiments of Jesus Christ. I'm out of time. I'll see y'all tomorrow. God bless you. Have a good night. What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.